and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is December 17th, and that's a liturgical date because we start counting now until Christmas, and we start the O Antiphons today. I'm your preacher, Father Scott Stein Kirshner, coming to you from the United States, and my preaching today is called Generations. I'm not going to read the whole gospel today. It's Matthew 1:1-17. I'll start it and read you a few sections. The book of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Abraham became the father of Isaac, Isaac the father of Jacob, Jacob the father of Judah and his brothers. Judah became the, and it goes on and on. And we have 14 generations, it says, from Abraham to David, and then 14 more generations to the exile, and then 14 more generations to Jesus. The thing is, it's kind of playing with the facts a wee bit to make it all work out, because some people are skipped to make it be 14. And also there's other interesting things going around. Let me read you this part around David. Obed became the father of Jesse. Jesse the father of David the king. David became the father of Solomon, whose mother had been the wife of Uriah. Solomon became the father of Rehoboam. And it goes on then. But it says, David became the father of Solomon, whose mother had been the wife of Uriah, because David stole Uriah's wife by killing him in battle. There's some funny business going on, and we're reminded of that in this text. It's also interesting here. Luke has a different genealogy, not that Solomon is in the line, but one of David's other sons, Nathan, is in the line. Anyway, that's the way this works. The most interesting thing, though, is even the way it reads, 14 generations, 14 generations, and it says 14 generations from the Babylonian exile to Christ, but there's only 13. Jesus is the 13th. He came a generation early. Talk about funny business. But I always think God got to Joseph and Mary and said, why wait another generation? These ones are the right ones to be the parents of the Savior. So what are we to do with this? Well, I think the way Matthew has written it, he's telling us there is a long history of God preparing for generations and God rolling with some twists and turns along the way, some scoundrels that had to be brought back into line, branches that need to be bent to fit. And that's the way God works in our own lives as well. There'll be twists and turns, and we could wait around for the perfect moment, or we could seize the moment when it comes. And God will work with that. Anyway, may God bless all these generations that have come to bring us to where we are now. And may God guide us today to keep the story moving forward for generations to come.